Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I almost got us in trouble at the Stress Center last night. It's 101.5 Tampa Bay's new hit music. That was Close to Me, Ellie Goulding, Diplo, and Swae Lee. We're going to get to radio blogs here in just a second. So we've been having trouble with the phones all morning long.
What is going on?
We're just trying to get people into the blown off ball.
Yeah.
Lori from Weeki Wachee, can you hear us?
I can hear you perfectly.
Oh, woo! Praise the Lord.
That is fantastic
news. We're listening. We're not going to get fired. Okay, just wanted to make sure. There's always that nervous.
Yeah.
Lori, are you going to come to the Blown Off Ball tomorrow night?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. And you are single?
I am single.
Awesome. Aww. So now we're going to see you at our little pre-Blown Off Ball reception.
I love it. I can't wait. I'm super excited. Thank you.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Now, who are you bringing with you?
Probably me, since I'm single.
Oh, that's perfect. That's perfect. Well, you and a friend get to get into our VIP reception.
Yeah, so you can bring a wingman or wingwoman if you want to. Or
exactly.
You just come on out.
Exactly. All right.
Awesome.
All right. So hold on for just 1 second, and Scott will get your information, okay?
Thank you, Scotty the Body.
And he loves when you say that to him, and you can say it to him tomorrow night at the Blown Off Ball.
Oh.
These are the radio blogs of Miguel Fuller and Holly O'Connor, because it's so much easier to say it out loud than it is to type them.
Dear blog, I have a love lesson for us on this Valentine's Day.
Okay.
And I feel like I've sort of cracked the code when it comes to being in a relationship and, you know, staying together forever. Mm. Like, you know, you're always looking for the one, right?
Of course.
Well, so yesterday I took my mom to the doctor and I, you know, she went into the thing and I'm waiting in the waiting room in the doctor's office. And these old people came in. And usually I try to be really respectful of, like, you know, oh, they weren't really old. They were, like, you know, getting old. They were old people.
Yeah.
Okay. They were, like, probably in their 80s.
Oh, yeah. They would even say, I'm old.
Exactly. So, anyway, they come in together. And by the way, this is like a little tangent for mine. I have this theory that anytime you see cute old people, you know,
mm-hmm.
where you're like, oh, goals, and they're holding hands and they're just so adorable. My theory is that those old people got together later in life. Like, they maybe had spouses before who died and then they got together later in life because they're all lovey-dovey. Real old people that have been together for their entire lives, they're not that lovey-dovey because they're like, God, I've been with this ball and chain for like 75 years. So anyway, having said that, this woman and this man come into the waiting room and they're not speaking English, so I don't even know exactly what they're saying to each other, but you can tell they're arguing. I think they were speaking Spanish, so I don't know Spanish. So they were, you know, going back and forth quietly, very dignified.
Mm.
He's like, da-da-da-da, she said, da-da-da. And so then she sits down kind of like on a chair near me.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an open space right next to her. And the guy goes and sits across the room and he goes, he motions to her like she needs to come sit by him.
Right.
So then she raises her voice and she points to the chair near her and she's like, you need to come sit near me.
Oh, there's a struggle.
There was a power struggle and I'm the only one witnessing this. Oh. So I'm back and forth. I'm like looking at her, looking at him, trying to see what's going to happen. And finally, after a final like scuffle, the two of them decided to heck with each other. They're going to sit in their respective corners. And so then she pulls out a newspaper and he pulls out his cell phone. I was like, okay, grandpa, way to get your technology. And then they just, you know, do their thing. But as soon as the woman came out to call her in, he's up escorting her into the doctor's office. And I was like, that's what love and commitment really is.
Mm.
I don't always want to sit near you, but I got your back when you need me. And I feel like that's the lesson on this Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're going to get into arguments and you're going to get into fights. But I loved the realness of these two older people that were like, I do not need to come sit by you. I will not sit over there. I already chose my seat. But I love you enough because I'm here at the doctor's office and I want to see you be well.
By that point, when you are in a relationship and you're married, you're like, listen, we going to be together forever.
Right.
And sometimes I just need a break from your steak ass.
Exactly. basically, it's on my Insta story if you want to check it out because I took a very stealthy video.
Oh my gosh, so, I need to see this.
Check out Radio Holly.
Oh, I need to see this. All right, dear blog, last night, Holly and I were very fortunate with Holly's boyfriend, Justin, my boyfriend, Mr. Silver Fox, to go see the musical Hamilton.
I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my
If you have the opportunity to go see it, you should definitely do it. And even if you don't like musicals, my boyfriend does not like musicals. He's not a big theater person, but he was singing the songs when we were in the car leaving.
Yeah.
Well, last night as we're sitting here and just taking in this lyrical history lesson.
It's so good.
All of a sudden, I'm sitting in my seat, and it's warm, it's cozy, and I'm like, what's that? And I'm literally, it's like someone put me in a time machine and I was taken from the 1700s where this takes place. And I was right there sitting in that seat in the Strass Center. And I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? Somebody just farted.
Oh. Okay.
In this dignified area where people have spent lots of money on tickets, somebody opened up their butt cheeks and farted. So I was like, you know what? It's been a long day. Maybe somebody had some dinner. They ate too quick. And so, you know, something happened. It just slipped out. So I was like, all right, we're back in the time machine.
I am not.
Yeah, we're enjoying Hamilton. This is so good. Hashtag blessed to be here to see this.
Blessed.
Hottest musical in the country right now. Wait a minute. What's that?
Oh my God.
Are you freaking kidding me? Whoever this was. Farted again.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, ma'am, sir, whoever it is, close your butt up.
Miguel.
Sometimes you can't. I'm going to stay on that person's side because sometimes if you hold it in, it hurts your stomach.
I'm sorry that if I'm paying a lot of freaking money to see this musical, I'm going to need you to close your butt cheeks and go pass gas outside the theater.
Oh, man. Okay? But Miguel, sometimes you can't help it, I guess.
It made me sick to my stomach.
Okay.
So just don't do it.
Back in the 1700s, they did that too.
Yeah, they did, Miguel. They sure did.
Part of the production.
Okay, hey, guess what?
Part of the production.
We have cell phones and technology and air conditioning and bathrooms that are inside.
Oh,
okay?
True.
Things have changed.
True.
Fart outside.
Oh, okay.
All right. It is 6:52. Hollywood is hot in Hollywood.
Fans are boycotting one of Ariana Grande's songs, Seven Rings, actually, and she's kind of behind it. Why the boycott? Hmm. Find out at 7.
Hot 101.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.